For a while, it was tough to avoid this song on the radio.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
The hit single, Crazy, launched CeeLo Green into the mainstream as half the duo Gnarls Barkley. He went on to release a solo album, and he was soon in living rooms as a judge on the NBC show The Voice. That Hollywood persona seems far away from the Atlanta scene where he got his real start, with a group called Goody Mob. They helped put Southern hip-hop on the map in the mid-1990s. Goody Mob made its name with socially conscious rap music. And now, after 14 years, all four members, including CeeLo Green, are back together on a new album.
The clip kind of long, keep it being. The mob keep it funky, keep it being. Have mercy, holy war, we believe in it.
This track, I'm Set, is off Age Against the Machine, the new album out today. CeeLo Green says getting back to Goody Mob was an opportunity to return something deeper to hip-hop.
We felt like, you know, we could bring some maturity, bring some consciousness, bring some wisdom.
Green joined us to talk about the album along with fellow Goody Mob member Big Gip.
When you listen to radio, it seems like everybody just lives in the club 24 hours a day, which we all know that life isn't like that, so... You know, it's almost like it's a perpetuated scenario on just our community.
You said living in the club as opposed to bringing in, you know, politics and sort of social awareness and issues like that.
Yeah, I mean, because look at the times and look at where our community is. You know what I mean? It's like some people say that it's what the people want, but I feel like it's what radio stations and what program directors push on to the people, especially young minds.
And Goody Mob wanted to speak to those young minds with their song Special Education. In it, CeeLo Green reflects on his own youth as an awkward kid. He was called names like Chickenhead. Special Education features singer Janelle Monae, and it highlights Green's roots as a rapper.
Let me put something poetic into plain English. I'd rather die than to not be distinguished. The outsiders have no desires to be equal when VIP stands for very insecure people.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. It's kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same.
Well, CeeLo, tell me what the message is in the song.
The message is originality, the bravery to be oneself, you know, to shed enough light to guide someone else to themselves as well, encouraging individuality, you know, which would ultimately classify as building the new leaders, you know.
And it's really to champion those kids that may not be looked at as being cool right now. And, you know, we're just giving them a theme song where just to let them know that we understand how you feel, you know. And right now, it's like kids don't have that message. So, I mean, for Goody Mob to be able to give them that message, I mean, it's a great feeling.
The new album also takes on CeeLo Green's rise to fame and his return to Goody Mob, particularly in the song Power. You realized recently that you had it wrong. What are you talking about there?
Hey, man, you're asking some good questions early in the morning.
We try.
I'm so glad of that. Now I've got the power, but I haven't had it long. And it wasn't until recently I realized that I had it wrong, you know? I guess I felt like I wasn't, to look back in retrospect, I don't know if I was shooting my best shot, so to speak. And I had kind of just directed my energies at one demographic, trying to better the perception of black music and black entertainment, you know, and so much, in fact, that, you know, sometimes I'm not even considered a black entertainer anymore. Like, I'm just CeeLo Green. And so this song here is just kind of going back to root and reclaiming, you know, my position right on the front line and in the middle of the fight and saying that, no, I still have a very in-depth opinion of our overall state of the art, you know what I mean, and state of society, you know what I mean, state of mind. So power is basically just saying I've acquired a higher platform, you know, to preach from.
So it's not about black and white.
Now, Green says the title of this album, Age Against the Machine, is a nod to the 90s rock rap group Rage Against the Machine, which helped inspire Goody Mob to take on social themes in their music.
When we classify ourselves as alternative, you have to reference Rage Against the Machine because they were socially and politically opinionated, rock and rap infused. So it was very different and unique. And so we, of course, are an extension, you know, of that eccentricity. And, of course, we aspire for that distinction ourselves. And in literal terms, you know, we were a lot more vengeful and had a lot more rage when we were younger. So Age Against the Machine is not where there is a war of words. It's where wisdom is the weapon of choice.
These guys sing about the influence of earlier musicians in their song Father Time.
You're the patriarch, the founder, the forefather, initiator, the forebearer, your predecessor, the architect, and now author. I spawned your son and formed your aunt. Better yet, your clergyman.
Tell me what we're hearing.
Father Time, just a written letter to the rap community to always remember your elders and remember where you got it from. And never feel like the things that you're able to accomplish, you will be able to accomplish them if people didn't come before you. And I think a lot of artists forget the reason that they are able to reach the heights that they are reaching right now is because somebody fought the battle for them.
No doubt.
Well, CeeLo, Big Gip, thank you guys so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Like me.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care.
Big Gip and CeeLo Green from Goody Mob. The group's new album, Age Against the Machine, is out today, and you can hear from all four members of Goody Mob at nprmusic.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm so special, boy. Tired of one stupid dog. Nuclear waste and spit atomic bombs. Plutonium explosions, my trademark. Mushroom clouds inside carded brain farts. Gamma rays toss my system, now I'm going.